Never to leave the earth. Evening. For devotions, I would like to read from Psalms 95. It's a very familiar psalm, probably a favorite of about everybody. The psalm is an exhortation to praise God for His goodness. Then in verse 9, it says, speaks of not tempting Him. I'll go ahead and read this psalm. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, and He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. First five verses there speak of worshiping the Lord in song. Praising Him in song with a joyful noise and singing from a truly thankful heart to God for what He has done, for who He is, the great King above all gods, the rock, the foundation of our salvation. And He is the owner of all. For He has made all things, the deep places, the high hills, the sea, and all that is in it, the dry land, and all that live upon it. He is God, the Creator, and God is to be praised. Verses 6 through 7, we have an invitation to come and worship and bow down. This is a little different aspect of worship than in the first part here. It's more of a reflective aspect. It's not singing, but it's kneeling down, bowing down. Probably in silence and humbleness before God. And it's during these times when God can speak to us. And it's during those times that we see how much higher God is than we are and how much we need His mercy. And then the last part of verse 7, today, if you will hear my voice, and verse 8, and harden not your heart. We have to choose to want to hear His voice. And then we can respond properly, and not as the children of Israel did. They hardened their hearts and in the wilderness there, grieving God. And in His holy wrath, God swore that they should never enter into His rest. So let us hear His voice and do what He wants us to do, so we too can enter into that eternal rest someday, as well as experiencing the spiritual rest He has for us now. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. So may we do this evening as we sing, that our praise would honor and glorify our Creator and our Savior. With these thoughts, let's stand for prayer.
Thank you. changed when Jesus came in. Down in my heart, deep in my heart, banished my sorrow and burden of sin. Wonderful change in my heart. Down deep in my heart, Lord, purge every part, fill with thy Spirit and fill with thy love. Down deep in my heart, justified freely, he fills me with joy. Down in my heart, deep in my heart, songs of rejoicing my tongue shall employ. Jesus, the joy of my heart. Down deep in my heart, Lord, purge every part, filled with thy Spirit and filled with thy love. Down deep in my heart. Oh, so amazing, from heaven it came. Down in my heart, deep in my heart, in all its fullness forever the same. It may be at morn, when the day is awaking, when sunlight through darkness and shadow is breaking, that Jesus will come in the fullness of glory to receive from the world his own. Jesus, how long ere we shout the glad song? Christ returneth, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen. It may be at midday, it may be at twilight, it may be perchance that the blackness of midnight will burst into light in the blaze of his glory when Jesus receives his own. Oh, Lord Jesus, how long? How long ere we shout the glad song? Christ returneth, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen. O joy, O delight, should we go without dying? No sickness, no sadness, no dread, and no crying. Caught up through the clouds with the Lord into glory when Jesus receives his own.
liveth. Alleluia, alleluia, amen. Alleluia,
our King shall come. Evening. I think, unlike Brian, I think I'm going to go ahead and introduce all the songs at one time, get it over with. That was fine. But we have four songs we're going to sing this evening. And the first one speaks of the greatness of God. It's entitled How Great Thou Art. It's not the tune we're used to, but it was originally brought here from Romania in the Romanian language. And Sister Barbie translated it for us into English, and Brother Steve harmonized it and arranged it for us. So we're glad for that, but the thing we're most glad for is the message. And it talks about how that all nature glorifies and praises God. You know, isn't that unlike the one being that he most wanted to praise him? Sometimes we don't praise him like we should. Mankind. Second song, I had to think of this morning while Brother Duane was preaching. I was so blessed and challenged by some of the things that he said. The great sacrifice that Jesus made. He took those stripes so that we can be healed. It's a real song of victory. It's an Easter song that we sang in one of our programs recently. Third song is entitled True Evangelical Faith. And this is where the rubber meets the road. One of the tests of our Christianity is going to be how we apply or how we live out what Christ has done for us. And it becomes very practical. Are we helping those in need? Is my life a reflection of Christ in every way? Is it a true reflection? You know, we can say, well, and I appreciate this was brought out this morning too about, are we in a shell? Are we just in a garb, in plain attire? Well, we could say, well, since that doesn't save you, I'll throw the suit coat away. The answer is not that. The answer is to straighten my life up. And that was a real challenge. Are we reflecting Christ in every aspect? Last song then is a song about a person, the testimony of a person who is ready to meet God. He's ready to go. He's calling for the angels to come to take him home. And maybe young people don't. You feel you're in the prime of life. You're not there yet. And that's true. Maybe you have lots of goals and aspirations. That's great. But we all need to be living our life as though the angels were coming tonight and would be taking us home.
Amen. Oh, Oh,